Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Let's talk red flags.
Red flags.
Red flags.
Bit what? Of bunting.
Yeah, decorative bunting that should tell you to get the fuck out of somewhere but somehow doesn't.
Wow.
What red flags have you come across that you've just completely ignored in the past?
Gee, that's out of the blue. Sorry, I haven't prepared any.
That's replies. The whole red thing. Flags. Be spontaneous. What's up? Yeah. Because I was thinking the other day, I would count myself as one of the queens of ignoring red flags.
Yeah.
I have.
You're colorblind.
Yeah, look, I have been on dates with people that I have actually witnessed having full-on domestics in public with their exes and then dated them after, even though they were quite happy to yell and scream at their partner in front of a group of people.
Yeah,
like it's pretty not great, really. I don't have a good track record, Tom.
But I don't know. I've never really.
Mr. Hearts and Flowers over here doesn't get red flags. Yeah, he only
Captain
dates lovely
Captain
people.
Optimism.
Ugh,
not explicitly. I think I'm better at sort of seeing other people's red flags in other relationships.
What have you seen that you've just gone, wow, why did you keep dating that person?
I don't know. One example, I think they're still together. But like you see her trying to like move him about more, like, and control, like cut him off from what he wants to do and people he wants to see, and you're just like, oh, why? But it's not my place to really interfere. But I am now in front of at least 4 listeners, so.
Hey, excuse me, we have a couple of 100 subscribers at this point.
So hot damn.
Maybe more by the time this goes to air, because we had a couple of 100 in our first 2 days.
I mean,
which is very exciting, not to brag, totally bragging, not
pretty
sorry.
Pretty mega. Pretty, pretty, pretty good.
So, as always, I am Liz Best, and this is Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, and I'm here with my co-host.
Tom Harris. Hello, everybody. How are you doing? Hi, Mum. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm. You say hi to you. You talk to your mum a lot on this podcast.
I have to. If I don't.
This is the only way we talk to your mum? You don't call her
enough? Yeah.
Call your mother.
This is great. I say, hi, Mum, how you doing? I'm good. Yeah, I'm well. And yes, I'm eating enough. And then she'll comment on the page.
And this is good, your brownie dear. Points
yeah.
for the week.
Yeah, and I don't have to see her. She doesn't have to see me. So it's all beautiful.
Great.
Love you, Mum.
So today's guest is a bit of an interesting one. I have a feeling, I have a sneaking suspicion that he may be a semi-regular guest on this podcast.
A recurring theme.
A recurring guest, because he has some of the most fascinating, ridiculous, batshit crazy dating stories of everybody, anybody.
Oh boy.
And this is more than me. So we're going to keep him a little bit mysterious. No last names here. So we've got our little international man of mystery, Steve.
Hello,
Steve.
And Tom, how are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, good.
It's pretty chipper. I'm intrigued. That's what I
intrigued.
Am. The run-up that Liz gave you.
Look, it's not there's nothing to be, like, it's just normal for me. So people go, oh, I'm so intrigued. But for
we'll be the judge of that. We'll decide
it's
what's
all
normal.
Just now, just on this plain level of, oh, that's just happened. And I tell people and they go, that's not normal.
So, look, today's story, and I've had a bit of a rundown on what this story entails, and I'm looking forward to seeing Tom's head in his hands again.
Where they perpetually live on this podcast.
Yeah. So this one isn't so much an ex as someone that you dated casually or had a date with.
This happened on the second date.
Okay. So how did you meet this person to start with?
I'm just going to say that this happened a long time ago, and I'm a very different person now.
Good.
but I still make terrible decisions when it comes to dating.
As so, we all do. This is a safe space.
So it's not like I've grown as far as dating, but I have. It was happened a long time ago. But I was at a Silverchair concert at the Tivoli. I met a beautiful girl who was wearing all black, and she had black hair. And, you know, I'm different. That's different to me because my favorite color is pink. And I have no tattoos, and she had lots. And so anyway, we hooked up, had a great night, and then we arranged to catch up again. Yeah. And the catch up was dinner at her place.
So far, so normal.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I thought so too, and I was really excited. And so the evening came around. It was a Friday night, and I got a message before I came over, and she said, I just wanted to let you know that my 8-year-old daughter will be here, but she'll be in bed asleep, so you don't have to worry about her.
Had she disclosed this daughter to you before this point?
No.
So, hey, by the way,
so that's, daughter also home during date. That's like a double whammy text.
Yeah, but like I wasn't too concerned because I said,
people have kids.
I said, I'm not going to, you know, make any judgments, you know. I mean, I don't care about that as long as, you know, she's, you know, doesn't mind. And she goes, no, she'll be asleep. She won't hear anything. She will be absolutely out of this world asleep. And I was like, great, that's fantastic. So yes. I was like,
oh, I'm laughing because I know what's coming.
And, yeah. And so did I, but no.
Get out.
I apologize, everyone. The standard that this show has just plummeted
to. And you took that away that I wasn't even thinking of, so thank you. But anyway,
boy.
Yeah. So no, we caught up, and I went round to her house, and it was actually raining all evening. So and I at that stage in my life thought that having a scooter was cool. So I was riding a scooter.
Look, was according it a Vespa? To Lime scooters, they still think those types of scooters.
Sorry,
are cool.
Moped. Like this a was a moped.
Like a Vespa, yeah, like yeah, an Vespa. Italian.
Yeah,
little
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're cool.
I like them.
Yeah. No, when you've almost been sideswiped by trucks, they're not that cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going,
sorry, my eardrums.
Yeah. I apologize. I'm very excited nervous, I think, for the story. So, you rocked up at her house and it's raining.
Mm.
You drove your scooter wisely.
Yes, that's right. So I had a jacket on. It was quite cold because it was July. And so yeah, so I had a jacket on and everything. And so I got to her place and we hit it off, and we're having a great night, and we're really connecting, and we had a lovely dinner. She made me food.
What was for dinner? Can you remember?
Nah. I can remember it was good.
That's all you need to know.
And, okay, and I can remember that I had a good time. And it was all going really well. And I said, so, and there was
famous last words.
Her daughter was in her room, and basically she never came out. I never saw the daughter. I mean, if she never even told me that the daughter existed, I wouldn't even
know.
Right.
Yeah.
But I only say that the daughter was there because when things went south on this date, all I could think of, oh my goodness, there's a little girl in this house and this is going on. And I mean, I was freaked out. I can only imagine what would happen if the little daughter.
What the hell is about to happen?
So we had gone to the bedroom or gone to bed, so to speak, but I wasn't sleeping.
We're allowed one bedroom. Swear word on this pod, yeah, on every episode. So
you
can
more
say
than
it.
One
you can
swear
say it.
Word.
Oh, okay.
What? That's not in my contract.
Yeah, because
yeah. Keep it clean.
My
sometime.
Agent negotiated a better contract.
Damn it. So I was
making sweet love. yeah, so while that was when we were kind of lying in bed chatting, I heard this car screech into the driveway, and the driveway was quite steep.
Oh no.
And then I just heard this crash, and I went, what's that? And she goes,
Daddy's home.
Oh, my flatmate.
Oh,
he's been out drinking. I can't believe he's drove home. And so I've gone, oh, okay. And so this guy comes in, and I just hear this, whose effing scooter is in that driveway? What the is going on here? And I'm going,
is he mentally, is he really upset, angry?
Yeah, like yelling. I'm in a bedroom, this is in the kitchen. I can hear it perfectly. And I said, you're like, is that your flatmate? And she goes, yeah. Not your boyfriend. And she goes, no.
Does he have any bats or knives? Or?
No. I said, okay. And she goes, I'll just go out and see what's happening. And so anyway, I go out. I hear muffled talking. Next thing I hear is, I'm going to slit that throat. Good. I'm going to slit his throat. I have a knife. He better get out of my house. I'm going to slit his throat. And I'm in the bedroom going, oh, man.
You're going, oh, man.
I like this girl. She had tattoos. She wore all black. I just had really good sex.
You're just like weighing it up. You're like, good sex. Someone's going to slit my throat.
And
it's like,
after sex, you don't have the energy to run away from a lunatic. You just want to go to sleep.
Or do you?
She came back into the room and she goes, oh, it's okay. It's okay. I went,
oh, it's just like this.
No, I don't think it's okay.
It's really not.
No, it wasn't okay. And I said, maybe I should leave. And she goes, no, you don't have to leave. It's okay. And then as she's saying this, he's gone, he better leave or I'm going to slit his throat. And so anyway, she goes back out and to talk to him again. Now, I forgot to say something at the start, and that was that the house is one of those houses where when you walk in, it's on one level, but the house sits on like a slope, like it's sort of like the land slopes down the way at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And her bedroom was at the back of the house. I didn't know that the land sloped away down at the back. Okay. So
note this.
Okay. So that's important here. So I'm thinking to myself, well, I don't want a confrontation because I don't know who this person is. I don't know what he's capable of. I want to make sure that I'm safe. And I just want the least amount of conflict. So I just found a pen and paper and went, had a great night. I will see you later.
P.S. Let's do this at my place next time.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been good. I should have said that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My beautiful brain. Oh, well.
But, yeah, so I wrote that note and then I decided, right, so I opened her back window and I chucked all my clothes out the window.
So you have no clothes on?
No, I had no clothes on. Mm-hmm. And yep. I thought I'll just chuck all my clothes out the back window and they'll climb out the back window.
So far, so good. I like it. I'm on board. I would have done the same.
Yep, remember the point we just said.
Bum, bum, bum.
The house. So it was like a two-story drop down. So I couldn't climb out the window and I was naked.
You just yeeted your clothes out.
So I'm naked in a house.
Going through her clothes.
I should have done that. Oh, yes. I should have. Like, that would totally have de-escalated the situation.
That psychopath wouldn't have done anything if you came out wearing a dress. Like, hey.
Oh, yes.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's. Oh, wow. Yes. No,
well,
that's.
Instead,
I just walked out completely naked.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I like that.
And there was a table and chairs between me and him. And then she's gone, what are you doing? She goes, you're naked. Oh, my gosh, what are you doing? And he's going, I'm going to slit your throat. And so he started.
So wait.
Yeah.
He has a knife at this point.
Oh, yeah,
right?
No, he 100% has a knife.
We need to establish that there is actually a knife in this guy's hand.
Yeah, my heart is going like a hummingbird.
He has like one of those big like butcher knife things that
it's a knife.
Like it's a big kitchen knife thing. And he's got it in his hand and I'm looking at him and like he's, I'm only about 5'9" and he's about 5'7", so he wasn't actually a tall guy, and he was a metalhead looking dude with
a knife.
And yeah, so he looked angry, but right. he was a short man, and I kept on thinking to myself, don't make short angry man jokes.
That's why they are short angry men, because people make short angry man jokes.
So he's doing that, and he started walking towards me. there's a table between me and him. And I thought that, like, I'd just push the table towards him and then, like, run. And but because there's so much adrenaline, what's happened?
And you're nude.
And I'm nude, yeah. I pushed the table probably a little bit too hard and it flips up and it donks him on the head and knocks him clean out.
Steve Smash.
He's lying on the ground.
Steve Smash and then Steve Smash.
And I'm standing there naked and I'm like going, do I call the ambulance? And she goes, no, you just go. I said, I'm just going to go into your backyard to get my clothes. And it's raining outside.
Did she ask why your clothes were in the backyard?
Look, yeah, she said, like, she was curious.
Oh, my.
And I said, well, I thought I would jump out, like, the back window and just leave. And she goes, but I was taking care of it. And I said, well, I didn't know that. And she goes, all right, well, just leave. And I thought, okay, so I've just left. And then I've gone out and it's dark and it's raining. And then I thought, oh.
Creeping around the
but, so
in
I've
the
come
nude.
Back to her. I said, do you mind if I borrow a torch? So I borrowed a torch.
Is she like tending to her flatmate at this point?
Yeah, yeah, right. She's tending to him. I said, do you mind if I like borrow it? Hi, Megan, do you mind if I like
guy.
Borrow a torch to find my clothes?
I just
in
knocked
your backyard.
Housemate out with a table. Remember me?
So she's
I'm naked.
She's got the, yeah, she's got the torch. She's giving me a torch. I'm looking around and I find my clothes. I put my clothes on.
Two episodes in a row, Liz is crying, but this one's from laughter. Sorry, Steve, it's funny. It's all funny. It's wonderful.
So,
please continue.
Don't do that. And I didn't find all my clothes. And anyway, I get on my scooter and the driveway is quite steep and I'm trying to start my scooter in the rain. And it's not starting. I'm pushing it up the driveway and it's slipping and I'm
Which
slipping
item
over.
Of clothing did you not have?
I didn't have my big jacket.
Okay.
I didn't have my belt.
Okay.
I didn't have shoes.
Okay, no.
So
shirt.
I had jeans and
so,
t-shirt.
Look, you had the important parts.
And
at least you weren't
it.
Like pantsless.
No.
Trying to
no.
Get
oh, yeah. So that's just imagine, you know, a naked guy driving down a main road of Brisbane and nothing but underpants.
On a wee Vespa as well.
Someone draw a
evening
comic of that and send
officer?
It into us.
Just imagine. And with rain as well coming down and lightning crashing.
So romantic, Steve.
Anything the problem, officer?
Yeah, so there is.
And you got away?
I got away. And but this is the best part of it all. She messaged me a couple of days later and said, I found some of your clothes. Do you want me to bring them over? I went, yeah, okay. So she brought them over. I banged her again.
Oh,
yay!
Congratulations. But, my man.
Never saw
so
her again.
So why did you find out why the flatmate was so crazy?
So, yes. So, yes. So, turns out he had a massive crush on her, like huge. And he was living in this house with her and her daughter. And
playing happy
instant,
families.
Yeah, playing happy family, instant family. And so he thought he had the perfect life and he was just going to slip in there and it would all just be fine.
Mm.
But no, I mean, she was out, you know, actively looking for a boyfriend. So and then probably about 5 years later, I was at Dan Murphy's Hamilton and I saw her and I realized it was her and I saw the daughter who was a teenager by this stage with her and him and another little baby.
Oh.
And I went,
my.
Oh, wow.
At least it worked out.
Like,
for
they
them.
Actually, like, he, and like, but the thing is think about this.
So threatening people works.
I know. She must have been like, it must have been like, as the alcoholics call it, a moment of clarity. You know, like, she just had this moment of, oh, this guy really loves me.
Enough to threaten to slit some naked dude's throat.
Yeah. Or she went, look at the psychopath I could have ended with, the naked dude knocking out people with the foot of a
least
table.
This guy hasn't knocked anyone out with a table.
Yeah, it was just, it just slipped.
So when he snapped, when he went psychotic, was it because his vehicle was damaged by your scooter or was it just because someone else, was
no,
it just
he
you being there?
No, he didn't know that she had anyone over.
So he just was drunk, learned the truth.
And found out that all at once that she had been seeing other guys and, well, seeing guys and she'd invited one over and he just didn't like that.
So his happy family situation in his head wasn't as happy family situation as... Wow. Yeah.
No.
So
no.
after you banged her again at your house...
Yeah.
What happened? You just never contacted her again, or she never contacted you again?
Well,
or?
I went on a skiing holiday to New Zealand, and then when I came back, I lost my phone because I almost got killed in New Zealand skiing.
Of course you did.
Yeah,
that's normal for him.
Yeah. But it wasn't bad. There was just an avalanche and I got caught in it.
Actually,
that's not true. There was an avalanche on the ski field where I was, and I had fallen over, and then there was an avalanche. That's right. Yes, there was an avalanche.
Jesus.
On the ski. They shut it down, but I was injured because I had fallen over and fallen down the mountain and couldn't get up. And there was an avalanche that was happening at the same time. So all the emergency rescue people were off doing that. So I was like laying there for like 3 hours by myself.
And you lost your phone during that?
And I lost my phone during that. Yeah, right. it was everything gone. So I had to kind of make my way back. I was very, very ill for a couple of days.
Because you had no phone, she assumed you ghosted her?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you didn't disabuse her of that notion?
Yeah, I was happy to just let that...
Let that one slide away.
Yeah. Even on a high note.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. So, but I mean, like, there was an avalanche and stuff had happened and, you know, that's
you'd moved on. Yeah. You'd survived an avalanche. You needed to not, you know... Move on and live your life.
Well, yeah. Stephen, for the very first story you bring us on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, that's pretty good. That's a hell of a story.
That's an opener.
What did you learn?
What did I learn?
If anything. I mean, it's a weird circumstance, like you just tripped into it and it happened, but is there anything to learn today?
Understand the geographical nature of people's houses.
Ah, yes. Have a go around at night before have a recce. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peep in all the windows, know the layout.
Or if you are going to jump out someone's window, get dressed first.
Yes. Don't throw the clothes out the window and then realize
the clothes will survive the fall. So you can wear them. You don't need to lower them down.
Yeah. Although, you know what? Because it was dark, if I had have got dressed first and then tried to jump out the window, there's a very good chance that I might have hurt myself.
Yeah, true. Yep. So your clothes technically saved you.
Yeah, because I just chucked and I thought that I'd just like see them, but no, I didn't sort of see anything. So I kind of, you know, peered out the window and realised what had happened. So.
Do you ask people if they have flatmates before you go home with them these days?
/ kids.
Well, I live by myself now, so yes! I try and get people round to my place.
Yeah, that's a good plan. That's a good plan.
Although with women, I don't like to be presumptive, so I just kind of say, well, look, I have an apartment by myself. You're more than welcome to come over, but, you know, whatever you like.
That's very respectful. I like it.
Yeah.
Liz.
What did I learn?
Yeah, a bit of a wild one.
Look, this is why I don't date.
Just in case, maniac housemate. Just in case.
This is also why I live alone.
Yep, good.
I am staying sexy and not getting murdered.
So it's lessons already learned today. Look, yeah, live alone, live alone, people. You don't know what could go wrong.
I think that the whole don't know your own strength when you're under a stressful situation is possibly something to have learned as well. Like... Maybe if you think you're going to shove a table but you've got the adrenaline pumping, maybe shove it just a slight. He had a knife, so I feel like you were within your rights to knock him out.
Yeah,
that's the way I look at it.
Mm. But also, don't lose your phone in an avalanche,
lucky I didn't get caught in the avalanche, but it was kind of funny because at the time I was working in the railway. And there were some guys that did get caught in the avalanche, and one of them also worked in the railway. And the headline in the newspaper was a Queensland rail worker caught in avalanche. And because I didn't have my phone, and because I
couldn't call, everyone thought it was me,
especially my mum, and she couldn't get in touch with me. So, you know, I mean, it was...
Okay, that's another lesson. Call your mother after an accident if you've lost your phone. Call your mother, everybody.
I think what I learned, I think the obvious thing that everyone learned today was that in a time of crisis, think like Tom.
Yes.
Because
you'll need a little toll on our shoulder.
You may end up wearing a dress, but at least you won't get stabbed.
And you'll de-escalate the situation. You won't knock someone out of the table.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And you never know your own strength.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You just pushed a table, like, yeah. pushed it and knocked him out. Yeah. Didn't mean to, but it worked.
Yeah, that's Look, right.
Well, yeah. it has been an absolute goddamn pleasure, Steve.
I'm exhausted. I need to lie down and just
so
recover.
Much fun. It's been great.
Yay. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yes, thank you, Steve.
We are Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. We air fortnightly on Thursdays. If you have a story that you would like to share with us, you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/Ghosts of Boyfriends Past and fill in our handy dandy little form. Just give us a Cliff Notes version of your story. And don't be scared off if you're not in Brisbane, Australia, because we can Skype you in, we can pre-record, we can read it out on air.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
It can be a funny story, it can be a sad story, literally any story of any dating or relationship gone wrong, we want to hear from you.
That's right. And Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, we're on all the social media. Facebook's where all the discussion-based stuff happens. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get involved, head over there. Otherwise, find us basically
Instagram,
everywhere.
Instagram, Twitter. Involved. Look, we have a Twitter. I haven't tweeted yet because I'm too old to do Twitter. Someone else needs to sort it out for
me. I'm not important enough to have Twitter. Like, you've got to be
popular
enough.
Can I just say I'm
Twitter.
Actually not that old. I just don't like Twitter. Mm. I just needed to.
Like, comment, subscribe, tell
yes.
your friends, get involved. And if you have a business and you want to be advertised, I'll advertise anything.
Yeah.
I've got no real limit onto what I'll sell out for.
So,
you,
oh look, I've got a dollar amount that I'll sell out for, but
maybe not like
a particular
Peter.
Subject. Nah,
like organizations, companies.
I mean, as long as you're not a Nazi, I'll sell your stuff.
Yeah, Peter. I don't like Peter.
Oh, what have you done? You know, we're just going to get an avalanche of horrible Peter
people. Bring it on.
Oh, Peter, I don't have any problem with you. You're doing your thing.
They're pretty dodgy. Do some research.
Please don't kill us.
Anyway, this is Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. I'm Tom Harris. So sitting across from me is Liz. Stephen, thank you so much.
Oh, look, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
I believe in love. Do you believe in love, Amy?
I do, Gina. I also really believe in helicopter dates, bottomless champagne, sparkly cocktail dresses, and big-ass red roses.
Well, you'll be surprised to hear that we're obsessed with The Bachelor. We will be sharing that obsession with you and discussing all things Bachelor and Bachelorette.
We'll be talking about memorable moments, who we think Batchy will choose, and the lessons we learn along the way.
So prepare your cheese board,
grab the wine,
and get overly emotionally attached with us, your hosts,
Amy Duro
and Gina Schwartz.
Love Batchily.
Two gals here for the right reasons.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.